there where the blood of our Lamb was shed. May I say today, I'm so thankful for the abundant grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21 says this, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might, what? Even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad today to know, amen, that at the foot of the cross you can find the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see today, sin, the result of it is sickness. Another result of it is scars. Another result is separation. But another result is it leads to the Savior, if you will. In other words, because of our sin condition, because we realize we're lost, because we realize that we can't make it on our own, we've got to have help to escape the wages of sin that is death. That the only way we can do it is by the grace of God. The only way we can do it is by the gift of God that's not of works. The only way is by going to the cross. You see this morning, sin leads to the Savior. Verse 21, it says, we read the verse a while ago. I like the end. It says, unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm glad today to know that there's a Savior. I'm glad today to know there's room at the cross for you because of His abundant grace that's full and free. You see today, folks, you take and you look at sin, and sin's all around us. It's rampant. It's got a lot of consequences. It's got a lot of evil things. But I'm glad today to know that because of the law that shows me my sin, because of God's Word that tells me about Him and what He did and the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of that, guess what? I can know that there's a gift. I can know how to make it to heaven. I can know how to escape the penalty of sin, which is eternity in hell separated from God. I'm glad today to know that there is a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, may I encourage you here today, if you're lost, come to the cross. If you're lost today, realize that you're a sinner. Realize what your sin against God. Realize your lost condition. Realize that and do the ABC, as we said many times, of salvation. It's not a magic wand that you wave to get saved. It's not some magic prayer that you pray. There's no magic in it at all. Amen. But what you do is you first off admit that you're a sinner. You see your sin as God sees it. You realize that you are a sinner. You go to God admitting to Him that in prayer. And you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Bible tells us, and thou shalt be saved. You believe in what He did on the cross of Calvary. You believe that He did that for you. You believe in that He rose again 3 days later. And you confess that, the C in the ABCs, and you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, to cleanse you of your sins, to save you, and to give you that gift of salvation. There's no perfect words. There's no, as long as it comes from your heart and your meaning business between you and the Lord. I thank the Lord for August 22nd, 1992, when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. What a day that was. August 22nd, it changed my life forever. Today, if you meet the Savior, your life too will be changed forever and ever and ever here on this earth. But may I say throughout eternity as well, because you'll get to spend eternal life in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ rather than spending eternity separated from God in that awful real place of hell. But today, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, may I say this morning, if there's some sin in your life that is separating between you and God, may I say today, go to the Savior. Do 1 John 1:9. Confess that sin to God. Ask Him to help you. Forgive. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to help you not to commit that again. Repent of those sins. Confess of those sins. Ask God not to save you again because you're still saved, if you've been saved. But instead, ask God to cleanse you, forgive you, and to give you back that close relationship with Him again. And He will forgive you, 1 John 1:9 says, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May I say today, Christian believer, if you've got a sin of bitterness in your heart, bitterness in your life, at someone or at God about some circumstance that's happened in your life, recent or not recent, may I say today, go to Him and confess that sin. Get things right between you and God. If you've got some other sin that you've been battling with in your life for a while, if you will, maybe it's something of the flesh, of anger, of lust, whatever it may be, of language, whatever it is, go to God today. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to cleanse you. Ask Him to help you this morning, and He'll help you, and He'll forgive you, and He'll cleanse you this morning. Don't allow your sin to cause separation in that sweet relationship that God wants to have with you today and in your prayers to Him. Make that right with the person. If it's something that's between you and your wife, make it right. If it's something between a family member, make it right. Go to God. Confess it. Don't allow that sin to cause separation between you and God. Get it right with Him and get it right with that person. May I say today in closing, sin has many consequences. We just talked about four. Sin has many results. Sin brings sickness. Sin scars. Sin, separation. But sin leads to a Savior. This morning as we close, I ask you, do you know the Lord is your Savior? If not today, please come to know Him. I ask you today, believer, if the Lord has spoke to your heart about maybe you've been playing around with sin in your life. Maybe you've been harboring something in the recesses of your heart that nobody else knows about. Maybe it's some internet thing. Maybe it's some emotional thing. Something that you've been harboring. Today, I encourage you, go to God. Get things right between you and Him. And then make it right if it's between you and someone else. Today, sin is awful. It's awful. And the results of sin, the consequences of sin is awful. It's not something to be taken lightly. But I am so thankful today that our Savior is awesome. He's awesome. And that if we'll come to Him, He can fix whatever the situation is with sin this morning in our lives. Today I encourage you to go to the Lord, whether it be salvation or confession, believer that you might need, and realize that the old hymn of long ago, how we need it in our lives, especially in the day and hour we live in. The hymn says, nothing between my soul and the Savior. Not of this world's elusive things. Nothing between. How about it today? Are things clean between you and the Lord? I encourage you, if not, to get things right today. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for everything that You've done. We thank You this morning for Your Word that always speaks to our hearts and Your Holy Spirit that convicts. Dear Father, I pray today if there's someone under the sound of this message that doesn't know You as Savior, that today would be the day that as soon as, even as we're talking now, they would bow their head and pray and ask You to forgive them of their sins. Place their belief and faith in You and ask You to forgive them. And turn to You in salvation. And dear Lord, I pray today if there's someone under the sound of the voice as well this morning in Your Word, that You've spoke to their heart about some sin in their life. I pray today that You'd help that person to turn to You. to get it right. Confess it, forsake it between you and them. And dear Lord, if someone else is involved, that they would confess it with them as well. And that, dear Lord, there might be nothing between them and you. There'll be no separation caused anymore in their life because of sin. And that, dear Lord, one day when we get to heaven, dear Lord, all things will be new. Thank you, dear Lord, for sending Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for your word. Thank you, dear Lord, that as awful as sin is, that, dear Father, so much more does your grace abound. Thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.